Okay, let's review Erev in Daf Pei Hei. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that if two chatzeros are each more than four tefachim away from a bar that's located in a path between the chatzeros, members of each chatzer can draw water from the pit on Shabbos by putting out a slat to reach the pit as a reminder that normally access to a jointly owned area is only permitted with an Erev. Rav Yehuda himself holds that even something less noticeable than a slat, like a reed, is good enough. Abaye points out that Rav would never require putting out any sort of reminder, since he holds, Eino the most Rav Chaveru, Derech Avir, a person who does not have access to an area by foot, cannot restrict usage to that area on others. So the Rav Mehecha, where do we find Rav holds use of an airspace can't restrict others? So first we suggest that in the case of two balconies over a body of water, where the top balcony has a hole in it, Rav holds that if they are four tefachim or more away from each other, and the lower balcony can therefore only access the upper balcony through Avir, the upper balcony can use the water but not the lower balcony, the water hole, but not the lower balcony. Apparently, the usage of airspace that the lower balcony enjoys doesn't restrict the upper balcony. The Gemara rejects that raya because in the case of the balconies, the upper balcony has much easier access to the water than the lower balcony has. We view it like two chatzeros, one that has an entrance to the common area and another that has only access through throwing, where the one with an entrance is clearly permitted to carry to and from the area. Instead, we suggest that the source of Rav's idea about rights to airspace not restricting must be from a case of Shnei Batim Shalosh Chuvos Beneim, two houses with three runes in between them, where each house can use the rune adjacent to it, and the house on the other side is not restricted at all. So Rav Elazar could not believe that Rav held the middle chorva as asir, and still hold that the two side chorvas are mutter, because the access to the middle chatzer is only through the air, so it should be mutter according to Rav, since we can't restrict through avir. So Rav explained that the three chorvas aren't lined up one next to the other, but they're kaimi kechatzuva, they're arranged in a triangle, where the middle chorva, so to speak, is actually behind the two others, and extends uninterrupted from one house to the other house. Since the houses can use some of it just by lowering things, and not only through avir, by throwing across four tefachim, so each house can make it aser for the other. The Gemara later, before the Mishnah on Beis, clarifies that even though Rav holds use of airspace doesn't cause any restrictions, one cannot throw something from a house on one side of Rosh Hashanah to a house on the other side through the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah, because we're concerned that if the houses are of uneven sizes, the object may land directly in the Rosh Hashanah, and then someone's going to pick it up and bring it into the Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to be a violation of Hotzah in the most blatant and obvious way. So if Pup points out that if Shmuel really holds that use of airspace is enough to restrict other people from using the area, he must disagree with Rav Dimi that people from both the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah can use a Makom Patur, where the usage of each is presumably considered like use of airspace, since its small size of under 4 tefachim doesn't allow for a proper anacha. So Gemara answers now, Shmuel really holds that use by way of air does not restrict others from using the area. The only reason Shmuel required a slatter is a reminder in the case of a bar between two chatzeros, and not in the case of using a makom patur, is that when dealing with a concern of two separate reshuyos hayachid, that's purely a derabbanan concern, and we're extra strict on dealing derabbanan. Chacham masu chizikul devrayim yosir mishal tara. Sometimes we treat dealing derabbanan even more strictly than we do dinim darais. So the case of the makom patur deals with the reshus hayachid and reshus rabbim on either side of the makom patur. That makes for a concern on a daraisa level that doesn't require any extra stringencies. Zot the Mishnah. If a member of a chatzer keeps the Erev in a gatehouse, a gazebo, or a porch, it's not a valid Erev, and somebody who lives in one of these structures does not have to join in the Erev either. The Erev is going to be a kosher Erev without him. But the Erev can be kept in a storage room, and somebody who lives in a storage room has to join in the Erev, otherwise the whole Erev is not going to be valid. So Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas added two details to the Mishnah. First, that the rule that any place not considered a dwelling, to the extent that a person who lives there doesn't have to join the Erev, cannot serve it as a place to store the Erev either, with the it has an exception, a gatehouse designated for a single family, where the Erev can be kept, even though someone who lives there wouldn't have to join the Erev. So that's an exception to that rule. Second, kol makom shomer cham mein manichin bo Erev, manichin bo shitov. Places where you're not allowed to keep an Erev Chatzeros, you can keep a Shituf HaMavuos, since there's no requirement for a Shituf to be kept in a dwelling place, just somewhere in the Chatzer. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, if people are eating together when Shabbos begins, if they're eating in a house, the shared food can be used as their Erev, or their Shituf, while if they're eating outdoors in the Chatzer, their food can be used as a Shituf Mavuos, because that's a kosher place to have a Shituf Mavuos outdoors in the Chatzer.